Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 336 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for January 30th is rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on reliability. Do you feel some of your characteristics prevent you from keeping your commitments? Determine specific situations you may need to say no to in the future before getting involved, rather than saying yes and then not fulfilling your pledge. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of growing character skills. Growing character skills is our outside action fundamental that comes from our mindset of seeking excellence, which is a mindset that says we can always improve. Our character skill of reliability is most definitely about action, because being reliable simply means being able to answer the following two questions. The first question is, are you going to do what you say you are going to do? And the second question is, can people count on you? In his book, Legacy, James Kerr explains the formula that Owen Eastwood uses for performance. Eastwood says that performance equals capability plus behavior. He says that behavior will either bring out the best or the worst of our capability. Our capability is not completely static, but it is a needle that can only be moved when certain actions are repeated over a long period of time. So the greatest factor within our immediate control is our behavior. And if we do have certain characteristics which harm our level of reliability, then we need to identify them, and we need to start making the small changes necessary to help us increase our reliability. But sometimes becoming more reliable is less about the changes we need to make and more about learning to remove ourselves from some environments. One of the things leaders need to do, both for themselves and for the people they serve, is create the right environment for the behaviors that will bring out the best of our capability to occur. And as our challenge today points out, we may need to say no to certain responsibilities or situations before we get involved. Because once we make that commitment, people will be asking us those two questions. Are you going to do what you said you were going to do? And can we count on you? Leadership does not mean we must always say yes. It means having the wisdom to determine when to say yes and when to say no. And when we say yes, being reliable enough to follow through on our commitments. Besides not being efficient enough with our power of no, one of the other places we often get tripped up is inconsistencies between what Owen Eastwood calls our public domain behavior and our private domain behavior. Public domain behavior describes when we are under the guidelines and auspices of our teaching and coaching duties, while our private domain behavior is where our mind game plays out when we're alone. And as Eastwood says, this is where we confront our habits, limitations, and fears. It's actually easier to improve our reliability in our public domain behavior because there are people watching us to hold us accountable. But in our private domain behavior, there's no one there to call us out when we're not reliable in what we told ourselves we would do, and there's no one there to hold us accountable. It's much harder, and it takes a lot more discipline to be reliable in our private domain behavior. And this is why in the Write Your Own Story system, we want to focus first on our internal story, because this is the most challenging aspect of our story, but it's also the one that is the most powerful. So how about you? Can you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 on reliability? Do you feel some of your characteristics prevent you from keeping your commitments? Can you determine specific situations you may need to say no to in the future before getting involved, rather than saying yes and then not fulfilling your pledge? As teachers and coaches, every day we have kids who are depending on us to be reliable. But we need to be reliable first in our private domain behavior. We need to follow through on our commitments to ourselves and be disciplined to hold ourselves accountable to what we tell ourselves we're going to do. And we need to use our power of no when it comes to what commitments we make and what situations and environments we choose to be a part of, so our behavior can bring out the best of our capability and make us more reliable. Are you looking for an opportunity to be part of a group that can help you do all those things? We have a few spots left in our beta group to learn about the 12 fundamentals of success and the Write Your Own Story system. It includes discussing the chapters from my upcoming book and the lessons on my online course through a 60-minute group coaching call each week. If you're interested, please fill out the form at the link in the show notes. This will be a great opportunity for you to increase your impact on your students and athletes as you grow by 1% and give the young people you work with a better version of you every day.